Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Friday. Welcome once again to Your Health is Your Wealth. This is, I'm going to call myself a co-host because Kimberly Silas is the host of the show. She is not with us today, but I am with you. If you know my voice, you know this is Dr. Nate Dunlap from the PRF Table, and we are excited that we're going to have another wonderful show today. Not just a wonderful show, but we're going to have a wonderful time for this month's series. This month's series is focusing on how your health affects your wealth. You know, the name of the show is Your Health is Your Wealth. But sometimes we have to get to a place where we're actually talking and showing people how it actually affects their wealth. And so today we are here with a wonderful fitness enthusiast, a Christian woman, a mother of two children, and somebody who is just very passionate about fitness and health. And we just thought that this would be a good person to bring onto our show today. So without any further ado, we are going to welcome Deshaun Franklin to the show. Mr. Sean, how are you?
I'm fantastic. It is indeed a fantastic Friday.
Fantastic.
It's good to be here. Thank you so much.
All right. So listen, and if you hear somebody saying amen in the background, if you're with us on Thursdays, you know that that is none other than Mary Ann Williams. We call her Mama around the table. Mama, welcome to you again.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just glad to be with everyone this evening. Afternoon.
It's morning somewhere. It's evening somewhere. And it's afternoon here. So we're hitting all of
it.
So listen, amen. We're excited. We're excited because we're here going to have a robust conversation, really focusing on the relationship between health and wealth. And we want to just open up and let Ms. Franklin just give us a little bit about herself. I'm going to probably have to pull a little bit out of her, but we're going to get to some of that because I can tell you we met, I guess, last year, seems like 2017.
Yes.
2017. And as you know how I do things, I watch people, I observe people. When I engage people in conversation, I'm like, And so there was something special that I saw, and I said, you know what? When we get around to this time, I'm going to ask her to be a guest on the show. And so we've had this plan for a long time. And just like Kimberly, you know, here's the thing. Kimberly comes on and she talks about how she and I met 2 years ago. We were both at a networking event in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm sitting across from her. And so Kimberly, she tells her story. Kimberly used to be 400 pounds. And she's about 6'2", like me. Mm-hmm. Now I'm 6'2", 215, may not look like it, but she was like 6'2", 400 pounds. And she was telling me about, you know, what she does. She's a businesswoman, entrepreneur, and she has products that she's involved with that she started taking because she was going to have gastric bypass surgery.
Okay.
And then for whatever reason, they said, no, there's something else going on. We may not want to do this right now. She's like, look, I got to get this weight up off me. And so she tried some products, and it's a herbal tea, and she lost 130-something pounds and has maintained keeping the weight off. And so as I'm finding myself being very intrigued about what she's doing, she's like, and she says this all the time, doesn't she, Mama? She says, why is this slender, semi-muscular dude that looks like he's in perfect health interested in what I'm talking about, interested in this? He doesn't look like he has any problems. And so here's what happened. Every January, for the first 4 years, I think, every January we had a show called Financial Healing. And that was our way of introducing finances and healing to people at the beginning of the year as everybody's getting all these go to church, New Year's Eve, you're going to have a lot of money and all that. I'm like, no, we need to focus on health. That's where God led me. And so I had her to be a guest. We always had a guest for the whole month. And after I heard her speak, I was like, you know what? There's something else. And I didn't say nothing out loud to her, you know, so I'd be watching Mama, right? You know that.
I know you
and
do.
I wasn't saying anything. But she came on, and then I started saying, listen, more people need to hear your story because that's not my story. I'm almost 215, Mama, but you know, a couple years ago, I was 165 pounds. I was a little lonely, okay. Right? So it's not my story, but it's somebody else's story. It's important. So setting the stage, what captivated me with you, Ms. Franklin, is you showed me a picture one day. You started talking about yourself, and I was like, oh, that's not a big deal. But then I realized the picture that she showed me of how she used to look, and y'all can't see this because y'all listening, was not the way that I met her. And it's the same way with Kimberly. And so everybody has a story. I think people need to hear them.
Yeah.
People need to be able to say, I may not be 400 pounds, but I need to do better with my health. So so let me start off with this question. Tell us, you called yourself a fitness enthusiast.
Yes.
So tell me how you became a fitness enthusiast.
It really started with wanting to feel better. And from that point, as you said before, I have two children, two girls. I believe that every part of education starts at home, regardless of what school or this or that or what have you. And if you don't have a healthy example in your home life, you'll seek it elsewhere. So a part of me wanting to feel better and not just look better, but I was uncomfortable within myself before I even started on the outside. I was uncomfortable on the inside. And that was the main thing. So the enthusiasm came from knowing that I could do better.
Okay.
And just the same way I get up and thank God every morning, you know what? Let's go get this done. Let's get it started. Let's start from today. And that's the starting point. Not going to the gym, not throwing away all the bad food, not buying exercise clothes that some of you will probably never wear. But that is the starting point where you say, today is different. That's the starting point.
And this is what makes this conversation interesting, y'all, because a lot of times, especially on the PRF table, we talk about if you don't get your stuff together, at the end of the day, something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Not wishing anything bad on anybody, but when we're talking about setting your estate planning affairs in order and things like that, it's like you keep playing with God's grace, thinking that you got tomorrow, you got tomorrow, you got tomorrow. And so people hear that a lot from me. And so it took a lot, Mama, for me to kind of push back on the fence a little bit. Well, we don't have to talk about all of the negative things that's going to happen. Let's talk about some of the positive things. So we need Sean. We need Sean in our lives right now, Mama, to give us something, because y'all know I be letting folk have it on, whether it's on Kim's show or this show.
I'm not
playing around, getting this stuff together. But it's a need for this different voice. So
well, that's exactly what it is. It's and that's the good point. It's the same thing where people, well, I don't want to diet. I don't want to work out because it's painful or it's restricting. You're telling me what I can't do. Or it's the difference in some people say I stopped going to church because of the fire and brimstone sermons. You know, it's scary. You're telling me what I need to do and this right now, right here. It's not always the bad part of it, you know, because that's the first thing we think about if you're in poor health. Like I said, you pay more money for everything.
Right.
You know, if you try these get skinny quickly things, you know, you would rather invest $50 or $60 in a magic pill or a waist trainer, ladies, or
waist trainer.
Let's not. That's a completely different talk.
Okay.
or, you know, whatever the case may be versus financially spending $10, $20, $30 a month to go to a gym or for a personal trainer, or spending absolutely nothing because you can walk around your house. You can go to the park and walk your dog for free. You know, so financially, if we want to talk about that, that's part of the negative things that cost too much money. But if it's like a down payment on your health, it's a down payment on the positive side of your finances. Because if you make a good down payment in the beginning,
right,
in the future, not only for yourself, but for your children, your other family members, your coworkers, your teammates,
right,
you know, it pays off in the long run. Not just physically, but financially. And the good part about that is a lot of people really don't think about, like we were talking about earlier, there are plenty of studies that show there's a chemical reaction in your body, not just the weight loss or the fat loss or, you know, building muscle, but there's a chemical reaction that makes you happier. Your body releases endorphins when you work out, when you walk, when you jog, you know. As people say, that happy, tingly feeling, you know, that's natural. That's natural, and that's something you can have every time, every day, if you choose to. So the better you feel, the better, the more energy you have, the more enthusiastic you are, you know, the better you feel about yourself, not just the way you look, but who you are as a person, you're more apt to ask for that promotion. Okay. If you feel like you're doing a good job, you know, you're more apt to ask for, you know, not just a promotion in where you are in the company, but also financially ask your boss for a raise.
Hmm.
If you don't feel good about yourself or what you're doing, you're less likely to do that.
Right.
So that's, again, building your financial future, not only for you, but for everyone else around you.
You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, talks about your body is temple of the Lord. And so if that be true, if that religious text, if that scripture
is true,
then that means that we should have a mindset of doing better.
Exactly.
So if our minds are not in a place of my body is the temple of the Lord, I got to be careful about what I put inside of my body. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, Mom, I don't know if you know, but we have somebody on our board of directors. She's pretty high up there in her field. And
okay.
She's the person that helps me be accountable. And so what I started doing, I would send a plate. Like, I would sit down and eat my food. And I, for some reason, I was like, man, look at this. This is good.
Right.
And it started off like that. And then she's like, Doc, no. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you going to tell me? Look, I just spent $14 on this plate of food, right?
I mean, all of it, right?
And then she started telling me, well, you can, you know, she starts breaking things down to me.
Mm-hmm.
She starts talking about how, well, you should have 2 carbs on your plate. I'm like, 2 carbs? Nobody's thinking about carbs. It's food. It's good. You know, and I found out things like corn on a cob is a carb. So I got corn on a cob. And I got rice. And she's like, you got 2 carbs. And I'm like, no, I got a carb and a vegetable. And it's taking time. Now, I'm going to eat what I want to eat. Don't get me wrong, y'all. I'm eating what I want to eat. But I'm more conscious than I've ever been about what I'm eating.
Right.
Not that I have a weight problem. But I just want to get good reports.
Right.
I want to get good reports. That's my driving force. My father passed away in his 50s. My dad, all 3 of my father figures died in their 50s. And when you rolling up on 50, I'm like,
that flashing caution light.
Yeah, the caution light. I should not have to get a bad report to say I'm going to change my behavior.
Right.
And so speak to us, if you will, about accountability. Because did you have somebody helping you to be accountable as you started this path of going down just being a healthier individual?
Not in the beginning, because it was more of a personal journey. For me, once I started, my first accountability was my children.
Really?
Because, and it wasn't so much of don't eat this, don't eat that. It was, well, I thought you said you were going to do better.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's kind of a gut check, you know, just to be honest about it. Yes, definitely accountability. But the more that I told people, and just in regular conversation, not, you know, I didn't have a giant banner, I didn't have a giant, hey, look, this is what, just every day, the more I did that, the more I talked to people, the more I, you know, hey, do you want to go out to eat? Sure, but instead of 2 cheeseburgers and, you know, a giant side of fries with chili and cheese on it, you know, let me just get chicken, like you said, chicken, some broccoli, some rice, and those are foods that I love,
right?
But just making better choices, like you said, the accountability portion of it was you can still eat what you want to eat, like you said, you know, and a lot of us are afraid of that. I don't want to eat healthier because what the number one thing people say is it's more expensive.
So tell us, because I know it's easy for me to go and get a $5.39 filet of fish meal. You know, my mind is telling me it's not a burger, man, but it's fish.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what type of fish it really is. It still tastes like fish, but then it's fried. And sometimes I have to do that because I may be coming home late. But if I had to go by the grocery store and pick up some things and then cook, I look at my time as being valuable too. So it seems like in order to eat healthy, a lot of people, I think, believe that it takes up not just more money because food seems to cost a whole lot more, but also it's taking up my time. So how can we encourage folks to say it may take a little bit more time, but it's about that deposit. It's about that down payment on the front end. So I think I'm learning something. I'm learning something already, Mama.
Yes, you're I'm right. listening. I'm writing.
And everything that you just stated is true. It does take more time. But, you know, people will say, well, this is the microwave generation. We want everything now. We want everything quickly. Or it's the millennials. Or it's this. Or it's that. You know, it's mm-hmm. every person. Every person needs good health.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
regardless of age group, you know, religion, any of those things, you know, it would seem that healthier food is more expensive. It does take more time. But the question that I had to ask myself and the question that you have to ask yourself, aren't you worth that?
Mm.
The people that you're preparing the food for, aren't they worth that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a trickle-down effect. You start in the morning. You can have, you know, your bowl of oatmeal, a little bit of fruit, you know, whatever you'd like to eat instead of your drive-through giant coffee, fried this or fried that, you
mm-hmm.
know. And it's don't get me wrong, it's not always about restrictions.
Right.
Again, just smarter choices. It may be less expensive for you to get that $5 meal,
mm-hmm.
but there are dozens of ways. Meal prep. If you take the time on your Saturday evening, Saturday morning, Sunday after church, or Sunday before bed, if your routine is to prepare yourself for the upcoming week, as far as your wardrobe, your scheduled meetings, your travel plans, why not prepare your meals?
Okay.
So when you're on the run, or if you're at the office, it's already there for you.
See, you're going to get me in trouble. Because, see, sometimes when I'm on the road, and, you know, I travel sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and Satara will say to me, she's like, okay, why are you eating that? I'm like, okay, I just got this at the gas station as a hot dog because, you know, it's going to be 2 hours before I get, because I'm on this back road mm-hmm. somewhere in the country, and it's going to be 2 hours. She's like, you can pack your lunch.
You can
pack some snacks. And I'm like, yeah, but I just be so focused on what I'm doing. She's like, yeah, Rev, but you can pack.
You can.
You can put some of these things. And I'm like, and for me, it's like, that sounds like cheesy. You know, it's like the old fanny pack. You know, you like, you try
mm-hmm.
to eat, that's what old people do. You know, you
mm-hmm.
can pack my lunch. Oh, no, I'm not going to kindergarten. But at the end of the day, when I get to the house and that hot dog starts not agreeing with me
exactly.
because I don't put it in my body a lot.
You didn't put the proper deposit. You didn't put the proper down payment on your health for the end of the day.
Just for the day.
Just for the day.
That's
and if you think about how you feel just for that one day, just for that $5 your soda
mm-hmm.
or tea that's full
yes.
of sugar or whatever drink you put, your giant, what is it, the fountain drinks for 80 cents, you know,
really?
That and your $2 gas station hot dog. Well, since you're a full grown man, you're going to have two hot dogs. So let's
yeah,
be honest.
I gotta get you.
And maybe a bag of chips. And for dessert, we'll throw in a candy bar. $8.
Right.
So for that amount of time that it took you to go in, that money that you're spending, it would have taken you maybe less time to put it in whatever briefcase bag that you have or even a small bag in your glove box. It's already there. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. If you like trail mix, you like cashews, peanuts, you know, if you like chips, just don't get the chips that are covered in things you can't pronounce. Because it's not really seasoning.
Right.
You know, it's not really a flavor. It's and that's the other thing. You're investing money in not just what you eat. That investment is your body, your temple. That is your health.
Mm-hmm.
You're making that down payment again on your health. So if you're putting something in your body, your temple, that you can't pronounce, you don't know what it is, it's basically buying a car without test driving.
Right. Something came to me about accountability because you mentioned kids. And,
mm-hmm.
Mama, we've never heard anybody say anything about, you know, your kids. If you let your children know, hey, I'm going to go run twice a week, and then they come back and they say something, that's like, man, I don't really know if I want to do that. But I'm going to throw something out for another group, a segment of people,
mm-hmm.
that same methodology may work for or will work. For those of us who are pastors and ministers, particularly those who are in leadership positions, that's not doing and stay on the go, why not let the members help you be accountable? For Brother Feaster and a couple others that I see watching or listening, why not have your members, the ones that you say you love and that's your family, say, listen, when we have my pastor anniversary, I don't want no fried chicken. When we have my pastor anniversary, don't bring no ham because I got the high blood pressure, or don't be bringing 15 cakes because, you know, I got the sugar, right? You know, I'm not saying me, but, you know, I'm saying some of y'all need to say that because, you know.
That's stepping on toes.
It is.
Feelings, but that's what needs to happen.
How can you not step on toes,
mm-hmm.
when you're helping somebody be accountable?
Right.
The reason we need somebody to help us be accountable is because we're probably not going to do what we should do all by ourselves.
Right. That's what it
true.
Is.
Mm-hmm. And may I add mm-hmm. that?
Go ahead, Mother.
Oh, I was going to add that when my great aunts raised me, and it was five of them, and I mean they were real, you know, big women. And I used to look at these fat children, and I said, when I get, you know, if I have any children, I'm going to make sure they don't be fat. I mean, they be, you know, it used to do something for me even before I got married and look at these fat children. So, of course, when I had Nate, you know what I mean, I was just following what the doctor was saying. But they wanted to give him, you know, before he's even, you know, having a teeth in his mouth, you know, give him mashed up collard greens, you know, and I told them no, I did not want that, you know, and they were, some of them were persistent,
so
and I said, well,
So it's your fault I grew up skinny. Now, that's why I couldn't play football when I was young. I could be in the NFL every time. Go ahead, Mom.
And I said no to that, you know, and, you know, they were kind of offended, and they said he's so skinny, he's so this, that, and the other. But, you know, I just didn't know, and see, and it seemed like the children came through. It was just in our family, and this was my great aunts. All of them were just fat, you know, and I just said, no, you know, I just not want that. But I looked at pictures of them when they were young. They were skinny. They were skinny. But see, so I knew it was food. And you know, I told one of my aunts, you know, I said, if y'all continue to do this, I'm going to take and put them in a daycare center. So they finally respected that. But I think that, you know, to give children, I was telling someone else, you know, I said, honey, they didn't even have any teeth. And so what they say, well, we chew it up and give it to him. That's germy, you know. And I say, oh, my goodness, you chew it up and give it to him? Yes, you know. So he's eating table food, you know. He's not, no hell, no eating teeth, you know. So anyway, and another thing my doctor was telling me is that I was telling him I'm just in a lot of pain, you know, all the time I'm in pain, you know, and he gives me pain medicine, but he's the type of doctor is that, you know, you're going to have to endure some pain. And I have diabetes with the side effects of neurology. So I just didn't really, oh, my gosh, the pain just is severe, and my hands get numb. Sometimes I can't move my leg, you know. And I was just so tired of being in pain. So I had asked him for some more pain pills. And he says, no. he says, you just need to exercise more. I mean, walk. And I said, I'm in so much pain until it just bothers me to walk. But you know something? He still didn't give me any more pain pills, you know. And I just be so, you know, and I can understand how people do get addicted to it because you just want some relief. You know, you're tired of just waking up in pain, going to bed in pain, doing everything. You're just in such severe pain, you know, and then it makes you irritable, and then you have to, you know, repent because you done said something you shouldn't say, you know. And so, but I'm glad that I do have a doctor that just won't do that, you know. And so I've learned to tolerate it to a degree. But it's just hard, you know. I know I should walk, and it was a point that I was walking, but I was my. And then I also have something he was saying about my this nerve, you know, because I have osteoarthritis, so I deal with that pain with my hands. You know, sometimes they just get cramped. I can't, you know, stretch them out sometimes, and you know, and I'm just saying, you know, Lord Jesus, you know, this is supposed to be the golden years here for me, you know, and I just, you know, I said it just seems like, you know, it's backslide, you know, and then I just laugh about it, you know, but you know, I'm glad I'm on this show because it's reinforcing me to also to take a look at what I'm eating too, because I need to. He said my numbers were good, but I do need to exercise, so, and be more cautious of what I eat, which I am. But now this just reinforced what I really need to do is get this weight off of me.
And let me say this. I'm gonna turn it back over to Ms. Franklin. You said that you went to the doctor and the doctor told you what to do, and so mm-hmm. I'm big on. Stop asking Jesus to give you answers that he's already provided. So this is where the accountability and love comes in. If I ask you, I'm not going to put you on the spot, Mama. But if I ask you in the last week how many times you went walking, not talking about from the bedroom to the bathroom, but how many times you went walking around your neighborhood or went to a track, if I ask you that, the question would be, how honest could you be? And you don't have to answer that for me. But
and I told him no.
I knew. But at the end of the day, it becomes somebody may not be asking you those questions all the time. So those in our household have to help us to be accountable. And that's why I mentioned the thing about pastors in the last couple of minutes is we got to do better as pastors and ministers in what we're doing, living the example of what we're really supposed to live. Because it should not be, I'm going to say this, is, you know, I got to say it, it doesn't look good when you don't look healthy. You stand before the people telling them what they can do, how much faith they can have, and that the devil's a lie. The devil's like, I ain't got nothing to do with you doing what you're doing. But go ahead, Ms. Franklin, we got about 2 minutes. I'm going to let you close it out and share the last couple of thoughts. Again, thank you, Mama, for being with us. But what should we take away? What is one thing that you feel that we could take away from your experience?
The last thing that we were really discussing really is accountability. And, again, starting from where you are, realistically starting from where you are. And, again, you make better choices. It's not restrictive. Don't diet. I can't do this. I can't do that. Start from where you are. And, you know, just as she was saying, it's about movement. Do something. Do something. And be accountable for what you put in your body.
Amen.
First and foremost.
I got you. But look, I hate to even say this, but it's kind of like Nike. You say, just do it. I'm not on that Nike bandwagon. Please don't get me wrong. But, you know, that slogan, that saying, just do it.
Yes.
And if somebody said that Nike, that name is Greek for victory.
Mm.
So if we do it, then we should be able to have the victory. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's what God wants us to have. So with that, Ms. Franklin, we thank you for joining us here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, this has been a pleasure. And we hope that you'll be able to come back and do some more shows. And for all of you who are listening, I hope that y'all don't tell Kimberly on me and say, listen, get Dunlap off of the air. Kim, we need you to come back because he is no you. But I pray that I've done good enough job with our guest today. And so so with that, join us on the third Friday of the month, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Your Health is Your Wealth. God bless y'all. Have a great weekend.